Words on Water.
Welcome to Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. This is the host, Travis Loop, talking about workforce issues. There are many of them in the water sector. Joined by Teresa Pinnunnery. She is Public Affairs Supervisor at San Diego County Water Authority. Teresa, how's it going?
Pretty good. Beautiful day in San Francisco.
We're in San Francisco for the Innovation Summit, which is all focused on workforce this year and how the water sector needs to be more innovative in a way to building that workforce of the future that we need. Mm-hmm. So you were here, you were part of a session about engaging good people to inform policy, tapping next gen voices to achieve audacious goals. It's a great title. So what's your angle then? What was your angle on the workforce issues and what we need to be doing?
Part of what we were discussing, and I think is a bigger discussion that's taking place in the water industry, which is really shifting. We're really seeing a lot of retirements coming up, and everyone keeps talking about the silver tsunami, and we've seen it coming. We know it's happening. And are we doing a good job of educating the next generation? And I think that there's a lot of opportunities for technical skills. You can go and you can learn as an engineer, even as a public affairs person. I can go and work on my writing. I can go and work on how to give a presentation. But when you think about leadership and policy, that can be a soft skill. I don't think someone who's in policy will think that. Absolutely not.
Right.
But I think it can sometimes be inaccessible to people. And as you're just coming up, when you're younger, when you're, you know, not as established in your career, you see policy as something that someone else is taking care of. And that's a general manager. That's a board. And that can be intimidating to people when you see someone who is older or maybe someone who, you know, at this stage in the game, someone who doesn't look like you. Mm. And if your board isn't representing what your community is or even what your workforce is, you, as an employee, you may not feel like you have someone to talk to about that. And so you're going to go with the status quo. And if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. And that's not my quote. But I think that, you know, part of what we were discussing is how can that be more accessible for the next generation? How can we open up a conversation about policy? And do people really know what policy is? What does that mean to them? And for the Water Authority, our board dictates our policy. We work at the pleasure of the board. And they tell us what their general frames of mind are on any number of issues. Mm-hmm. And we do what we can to execute them. And I think that's what most public agencies do. But are we really making sure that that next generation is tapped into it? And as we start to see these retirements, I've seen it a bit at my agency and at other agencies as well, where you don't have a next person who knows everything that we're doing on legislation, who knows all the history of the Colorado River and what's going on with that, who knows what our history is with Metropolitan Water District. And so part of it is how do we engage those people in a conversation, and are they doing what they can to engage themselves? And a lot of what we talked about today was, how do you make it available? And are you using things that are currently out there? I think social media, while it can be tricky as a public agency, it's a great opportunity to learn. And I've seen huge advances, especially on Twitter. And I think about the people that I see in the room today, a lot of people just like you that I follow on Twitter. And it's great to have a conversation. You can see, you know, I'm from California, you're from North Carolina. We can have discussions. We're all having similar issues. And so on the policy front, making sure that next generation, they're being cultivated in a way so that they can bloom on their own, so that they have an opportunity. And I think that is going to make a dramatic difference in the way water is thought about.
That's all really good. My follow-up then was like, what are the benefits of that to the workforce of exposing, you know, the newer employees, the younger employees to kind of the policy side of things? What are the benefits? They seem like there's a couple there. One is that it makes them maybe feel more included and aware, which is, I guess, good for long-term retention.
Definitely.
Also, it maybe helps with, like you said, some of that institutional knowledge or being able to groom them for future opportunities, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
All that is important, but it also is, to me, that's part of what we're trying to do with the Water Authority is that's innovation. And I think a lot of people think of innovation and they think of a technology. I need something for my asset management team, or I have some data issue and I'll find innovation. For the Water Authority especially, innovation is your mindset. It's your culture. And so we want people to think about, what are you doing in your job and where do you want to be in the future? Think ahead. And how can you take the policy issues that are being discussed at a high level, and how is that incorporating it into your job? So, you know, maybe you're an engineer and you think, well, what I'm doing, I'm building a pump station, I'm building a treatment plant. What does that have to do with legislation? What does that have to do with our issues on the Colorado River or the State Water Project? And it's just a different mindset, so that you're not only thinking about how are all these issues potentially affecting the way your board is thinking, but also how is the community thinking? And for us, it's also what's happening within our member agencies that maybe is affecting the community, and how can we help them? And so if you're thinking in that innovative mind space, which is instead of working in my silo of engineering, or I'm only working in my silo of local resource development, let me think about all these other issues, and they all impact each other, and you're going to be able to think more globally and have better solutions and also be a better manager, because that's a soft skill. It's really hard to teach someone leadership and management skills. You learn that over time, just like resilience. You learn resilience over time. And I think resilience makes you a better leader. And so if you're thinking about all these things over time, the way you're putting ideas together in your head, the way you're coming up with solutions for your agency, whatever the problem may be, whether you're having nitrification in your system, whether you're just not able to get buy-off in the community on a rate increase, or whether you're just not able to recruit the workforce that you want, having an innovative mindset, thinking about global issues, and talking to other water agencies as well, that's really going to help you find more solutions and make you more invested in your career. I think all too often we let careers happen to us and we wait for an opportunity. And so a little bit of what we talked about today is, whether you're working at a water agency or you're working at a private company who wants to work with a water agency, get after it. Their opportunity is there, and maybe they don't know it. Sometimes people don't know what's out there. So don't wait for someone to come up to you and say, I pick you. I choose you. You have to say, I want to be the chosen one, and this is what I want to do, and have a path. Not going to be hard to do when you're younger, when you're first getting started. And water is really difficult. It takes a long time to learn water. There's just so much that you know. I've been in water for 16 years, and I know I have a lot more to learn.
Yeah.
But I'm excited at the prospect.
That's one of the fun things about working in water, is that there's always something new to learn. It's always changing. So I think that's a great part about working in water, for sure. I like that idea that the advice to, you know, newer employees, younger generation, to go out and don't just wait for opportunities, you know. Assert yourself. Have a vision. Figure out what you want to do, and seek mentors and people that can kind of give you feedback. Do you have something to add on that?
Oh, I think people don't think about mentors in the right mindset. I think a lot of people think of a mentor and they go, okay, well, who's someone who has a career similar to mine? And I have multiple mentors. I have mentors, you know, a woman in the water industry can be difficult, and it's a different path sometimes and a different perspective than a male may have. I'm also a woman of color, and that's a whole different mindset as well. And so I have mentors who are women. I have mentors who are men. I have, I like to think of our director of operations and maintenance, Jim Fisher. He's one of my mentors, and he's taught me a lot about our system, but he's also taught me a lot about leadership. And I think people are hesitant to not only ask for help. I think that's a human condition. You don't want to ask for help. We're strong, we're sturdy,
right.
We can make it. But asking for help can make such a huge difference. And also not being hesitant to walk up to someone that you're intimidated by. Walk up to the general manager of Molten Miguel, June. She's here, and I just started talking to her. And I think events like this provide a good opportunity, but so does Twitter. Mm. I walked up to a couple GMs today. I said, I follow you on Twitter, and I'm fangirling a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, are you interested in talking to me? And I think that as you grow in your career, you also have to leave that space and let people know, I'm interested in mentoring you. And if you want to talk to me, I'm happy to do it. And I said that to some people today. If you want to ask me a question about anything, if I can't find the answer, I'll find someone who can. And, you know, I think there is a little bit of a thrill when someone wants to be, you know, say, please let me be your mentor. You're like, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've achieved something.
That's right, awesome. Right. Yeah. Totally. Well, Teresa, this is a lot of terrific advice. I think we can go on and on and on, but I appreciate these are great contributions to the discussion about what we need to be doing to address a lot of the workforce challenges out there. So it's great to have people like you putting their minds to this and sharing the ideas. But thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time.
Words on water.